Well, here we are, Thanksgiving week, and this is The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you to save the date, Monday, December 4th, for TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale, hosted at the ranch east of Valentine. They're selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of the 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with the commercial cattleman in mind. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction. That's TK Angus at Valentine, Nebraska.
And is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
Another smile for the day on The Good Stuff. The Taliban and the Hezbollah are just two of the many groups and individuals lurking out there in the darkness who we must keep ever vigilant about. For example, the group trying to make everyone eat only peanut butter, the Jelly Ban. The group trying to remove Kojak reruns, the Teliban.
Oh, that's too funny.
The group trying to stop all sales of sliced pastrami, the Deli Ban. The group trying to ground all rotary-winged aircraft, the Heliband, and the group trying to prevent all sales of hard candy on sticks, the Lolliband. The group that thinks bathing is a sin against Mother Nature, the Smellyband. The group that is tired of dieting, the Celeryband. And the group who hates old-fashioned sing-alongs, the Wait Till the Sun Shines Nellyband. One of the worst, a group, an offshoot of the ACLU that has targeted Christmas decoration displays around the world, the Holly Ban.
Okay, a little lighthearted look at a serious note there.
That's right, but I thought we'd share that with you this Thanksgiving week.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so Sue Argenbright dropped this off for us from Valentine. This is from Irma Bombeck. Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare. They are consumed in 12 minutes. Halftime takes 12 minutes. Is this a coincidence?
I think not.
Indeed. All right. And I got another turkey story. A turkey farmer was always experimenting with breeding to perfect the better turkey. His family was fond of the leg portion for dinner, and there was never enough legs for everyone. After many frustrating attempts, the farmer was relating the results of his efforts to his friends at the general store get-together. "Well, I finally did it. I bred a turkey that has 6 legs." They all asked the farmer how it tasted. "I don't know," said the farmer. "I never can't catch the darn thing."
A couple of short ones for you. This is why married women are heavier than single women. Single women come home, look to see what's in the fridge, and they go to bed. Married women come home, see what's in the bed, and go to the fridge.
No!
Moderation, small helpings, sample a little bit of everything. These are the secrets of happiness and good health. Now, that's from Julia Child. Here's something that Will Rogers said. "On account of being a democracy and run by the people, we are the only nation in the world that has to keep a government for 4 years, no matter what it does." That is from Will Rogers. "And if you can't sing good, sing loud." The words of Forrest Gump.
Oh, I love that. Indeed. Okay, now remember, we've been kind of giving some classes on different ways to say no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you're trying to figure out how to say no, here are some suggestions. "I'd love to, but I'm doing door-to-door collecting for Static Cling."
Static Cling.
Yes, there you go. "And I'm teaching my ferret to yodel." "Oh, I have to check the freshness dates on my dairy products." That's different reasons you can give when you need to say no, if saying no is a problem, if you're finding yourself overscheduled. Here's another one. "I'm going through cherry cheesecake withdrawal. I can't do it." "Or I'm planning to go downtown to try on gloves."
Thank you, Kim. And we just want to remind our listeners out there and advertisers that in the past, we've been able to wish holiday greetings here on The Good Stuff to our 5-state area. So be sure to send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. You can get a hold of Kim, and we'll get those scheduled for you here throughout our listening area on The Good Stuff. That's kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.